And finally, despite having no brains, jellyfish still need to sleep. So Stugatz is not without precedent.
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Yes.
Very nice of you.
The unprecedented Stugatz. Thank you, Christine Lisi. Before we get to Tim Kirkshin, Christine Lisi.
Yes, sir.
Somebody has written in here, Christine Lisi looks like the mom handing out juice boxes and orange slices to her seven-year-old soccer team, and who tells them all to keep their chins up after losing the first game of the season.
I think that sounds right.
Okay, very good. Thank you for being on with us. We will have some looks like here for Tim Kirkshin in a second. But Tim, are you totally sure the Marlins aren't going to make the playoffs? Are you totally sure about this?
No, I'm not. I'm changing my mind from last weekday.
Ah.
And it's not because I think the Marlins are really good. They're way better than I thought. It's very impressive what they're doing. I'm just not sure about the rest of the National League. That thing is so far up in the air with the, you know, the Giants and all these other teams, the Reds that are trying to get back in this, the Mets. So I think we've learned from this bizarre, unprecedented baseball season that anything is possible. So, yes, the Marlins have a chance, even though they gave up 29 runs the other night. Wow, yes, they're still in this thing, and they still have a chance. My guess is they're not going to make the playoffs, but to count them out like I did last week, that's a mistake.
Timmy, isn't anything possible a good thing? Seriously, like 60 games, isn't that a good thing that anything is possible, where in a 60-game season, a team like the Marlins could be the team that wins the World Series?
Yes, Stugatz, and that's what so many people we're excited about for this truncated season, is that anything is possible. Just look at the American League. Just imagine at the middle of July, the Yankees, as someone had told you, the Yankees will be fighting the Orioles, the Tigers, and the Mariners for the eighth playoff spot. That would have been inconceivable. That is inconceivable in any other sport, but in this sport, in a shortened season, anything is possible. And I agree, it adds an interest level that might not have been there, would not have been there over 162 games, because there's no way good teams can run a bad team's can run you down at 162, but they can at 60.
Tim, are you like me? Do you get frustrated with the strike zone? Okay, if we're going to still have umpires calling balls and strikes, shouldn't we get rid of the box that is shown on the TV? Because all it's there for is to infuriate me when I see that an umpire missed the strike or a ball call.
Yeah, look, umpiring, I don't care what anyone says, is really, really hard to do. I don't think the average person could last 10 pitches behind home plate before he says, all right, that's enough. I don't want to do this anymore. And it's not only is it really dangerous, it's really difficult. And the box is certainly not helping the umpires. But I kind of like it. It gives you an idea of who's good back there, who isn't, how much is missed by, that type of thing. So I'm okay with it. I'm okay with a lot of things now that I wasn't okay with a long time ago.
Does Adam Silver look like a cartoon chicken whose feathers were blown off by a stick of dynamite he attempted to slide down a pipe on his arch nemesis, the hound dog? Does Adam Silver look like an upside down plunger? Does Adam Silver look like the last person you see before being cryogenically frozen? Does Adam Silver look like a symphony conductor's baton?
Save that one.
Does Joe West look like your grandfather's big toe?
Timmy, other than the Marlins,
he looks like a baked potato.
He does look like a baked
right,
potato,
Timmy.
But he also looks like your grandfather's big toe, and he also looks like the McNugget you accidentally dropped while driving.
Timmy, other than the Marlins down here, what team in baseball, as we come close to the end of the season, What team has surprised you the most?
Well, the White Sox are even better than I thought they were going to be. And I thought they were a potential playoff team, but I didn't pick them when there were five. But they're much better than I thought. I knew they could hit. I knew they were young and athletic and really dynamic. But they're better than I thought. I mean, Luis Robert can really hit, and he can really run. Eloy Jimenez seems to hit a 450-foot home run every game. Jose Abreu is going to hit in 30 straight games this year if he doesn't watch out. So they're a team that has surprised me for the good because I knew they'd be pretty good. They've taken another step this year ahead of time.
Tim, I'm wondering, number one, if my story is a common one that you're hearing. I'm actually back into baseball for the first time in years because of all the changes that they've made and because it's a fun mutation of the sport. I actually kind of like the randomness of this. And I'm playing fantasy baseball, and I'm noticing, like, all my pitchers are hurt. Are more pitchers getting hurt because of how congested these games are?
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. The shortened spring training and then the shortened summer camp has led to some of these injuries. And this is nobody's fault. It just happens this way. Throwing a baseball is not a natural motion. A pitcher's arm is very delicate, as we've seen, and it's really easy to get hurt playing this game. And you can't play this game when your fingers, your toes, your feet, your knees are not working. It's too skillful a sport. So, yes, I think more and more pitchers have gotten hurt over this, in part because we're cramming games into a short amount of time, and we're trying to protect them. I mean, that Sean Manaea guy, like, threw 71 pitches and said, 61 pitches in seven innings last night. They took him out because they want to protect him. That's what we're doing all the time now.
Does Nick Nurse look like the public defender who is contemplating how the hell he's going to get a plea deal for his client charged with pooping in a mailbox? Does Field Yates look like the slick young realtor who meets you and your wife at the door wearing an apron, holding a plate of warm chocolate chip cookies, and greeting you with "Welcome home"?
That's great.
That is so good. Roy, what do you have for Tim Kirkshen?
Yeah, we brought up Joe West earlier, and I know the umpires have a union, but it seemed like umpires like Joe West tend to instigate things instead of, you know, quell down any potential argument. What type of things that Major League Baseball can do to actually discipline umpires in this situation?
Well, I've written a profile on Joe West that's going to run next week, and he's been suspended a bunch of times. He's been reprimanded a bunch of times, and he's still going to do his thing because he's going to umpire more games than anyone in the history of the sport pretty soon. September 14th marks his 44th anniversary of having umpired a major league game. So he's good at this. In fact, he's borderline really good at this. But sometimes he goes too far. Sometimes his arrogance gets the best of him, and he gets himself in trouble, and he gets himself suspended or reprimanded. So don't think the league isn't paying attention to this. They are. But they also know he's not going to lose control over a big game because everything is too big around him.
Does Max Kellerman look like the bank teller during a robbery who nervously tries maintaining eye contact with the armed assailant while frantically pressing the security button under the counter? Does Mike Budenholzer look like the speaker at a trade show who says there are exciting new things happening in the world of PVC?
He does.
Does Jim Harbaugh look like the dad picking up his son from karate class who ignores the no shoes on the mat rule while asking your son sensei, what do they work on when ass kicking?
My son took karate, Dad, when he was a little kid, and he couldn't break the board. And then he finally kicked it once. He missed the board, and it broke. They broke it for him. So I would sign up for another class, and I did. And you broke the board. He didn't even hit the board. The guy sat there with his hand.
It's Addy Blaster.
So very good.
Let's sign him up for some more now. He broke a board and he didn't hit.
You are the best, Tim. Does Mike D'Antoni look like your local pastor who changes the name of the monthly potluck to Pot Hope because Jesus didn't gamble? See you later, Tim.
3 hours of the show, you can listen to all 3 hours of the Dan Le Batard Show, plus our Miami Only Hour and the Big Suey on demand in the ESPN app. And subscribe to the Le Batard and Friends podcast network featuring South Beach Sessions, Stupidity, and Mystery Crate. Please rate and subscribe. New episodes are posted every week wherever you get your podcast. Dan, it is time for Straight Talk, and it is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
Speaking of all those things that Stu Gatz was telling you about there, today it was particularly strong. Yesterday it was particularly strong. So if you want extra of this show with a lot more room to work than this show presently gives us, check out those things Stu Gatz is telling you to check out. The Local Hour, the Big Suey, and also the postgame show. There is a headline I have in front of me here from football that I've told you before that the New York Jets of Stu Gatz should have the gangrene penis of Harvey Weinstein on the side of their helmet because that organization is such a disaster. And I'm going to read for you, Stu Gatz, I'm going to read to you a headline that seems like it comes straight out of The Onion. Are you ready?
Yep.
Ex-Jets wide receiver Josh Bellamy charged with getting $24 million in PPP loans and using it to buy Gucci for his company, Drip Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
That is your New York Jets right there. What do you know about...
It's not just the New York Jets, Dan. That's a lot of people right yes. now. It's a bit of the Wild West with that PPP.
It really is, right? Like a lot of people are doing... Yeah. There are crazy, crazy stories about people coming into money. All of those are in Florida, right? Every last one of them?
They're everywhere, and a lot of people like to point the finger at small business. If the small businesses, if this receiver from the Jets have figured it out, what do you think Musk is doing?
Josh Bellamy, Stu Gatz, I think reportedly or allegedly, don't you need to soften that one up a little bit?
I'm just, you know, wild speculation. Just throw it out there. If these guys can figure out there's market inefficiencies to exploit, do you think Jeff Bezos is sleeping on it?
Totally fair. I mean,
what can you tell me about Celebrity Prognosticator? We are starting again. Football has returned, and so the thing that we do all the time. Wow, Billy's excited about this. Why is Billy so excited about this?
I can tell you just ripped one of the people that I really wanted to try to get this year for Celebrity Prognosticator.
So Bezos?
Work out Elon Musk?
Yeah.
Josh Bellamy?
All of them good.
I think Josh Bellamy's the most attainable one. And it's not a rip job. I didn't rip anybody. I didn't even rip Bellamy there. It's just sort of the Wild West right now. The Celebrity Prognosticator, by the way, no bucket of death this year. It's just impossible to do during the age of socially distance. I can't sanitize it. And insensitive name, really, given all that's going on. But the Celebrity Prognosticator is...
I would have gladly picked all the helmets for everyone.
Yeah, I know. Okay. But the Celebrity Prognosticator is a bit of a mystery. If you listen to one of the postgame shows, you heard one of the Suey categories. This is a present Suey nominee and I think a surefire winner of Best Story. That is our Celebrity Prognosticator next segment. We wanted to speak to this person some more. We couldn't work it out, and now they are back to pick games.
All right. Excellent. I still don't know who that is. That's going to be in 10 minutes. I've noticed that Billy in general has a great mood today, and I can't figure out whether...
Friday, Dan.
Well, I can't figure out whether it's the end of the week, whether it's the Marlins, or whether it's the news that the next Fast and Furious is headed to space. Which of these are the things that have you so happy?
They're going to space.
Yeah, well, of
the
course
final
they
frontier.
Are. Of course they are.
Like, okay, course. Sorry, my bad.
Which is it, Billy? Which of these is the one that has you in such a buoyant mood today?
I think it might be a Friday thing. I might be a Celebrity Prognosticator thing. Fast and Furious going into space, I'm not getting too excited about because I was already supposed to have Fast and Furious in space this June or July, and then it was taken from me. So I don't want to get too excited about it next year because I don't know if it'll get released next year. So I'm trying to kind of temper my expectations on that one, Dan.
Why are you excited about Celebrity Prognosticator? There are very few things that bring you a giggling smile to your face just dreaming about them. And I don't understand why Celebrity Prognosticator here in a few minutes is something that, look at you. You can't, you're beaming. You're post-coital. Like, who is this person? I haven't seen you this happy since you were calling Walter Mercado's family.
Oh, don't, why did you, come on, Dan. You know that that was the dream and we didn't get to him. And then the dream was Jerry Stiller and we're not going to get to him. Why did we, you know what? Why'd you do this? Why do you do this always?
Well, you know what? You just mentioned two targets that have died. It's a wonder how our next celebrity prognosticator is still alive.
Is that right?
What a tease I'm doing.
Yes.
Right? Guest on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Our celebrity prognosticator will join us there in just a minute. If there's a game, someone's betting on it, stream Better Days. The new Mike Greenberg-hosted series about epic sports betting stories told by the bettors themselves. I'm powering through it, Dan.
Hang on, people.
Stream new episodes every week only on ESPN+. Plus. I made it, baby.
Yes, the Flemmy Stugat. He's just one cough away. Steve-O, we have missed him so much. But let's play the celebrity prognosticator music for Steve-O after we get our and finally from Christine Lisi.
And finally, you cannot sneeze while you sleep. But as Dan has proven, you obviously can eat.
How does she know that? I don't know how she knows that. I know there's circumstantial evidence.
The lighting in this, by the way.
Yeah, she is enjoying it. You can't sneeze and pee at the same time either. Steve-O's Wild Ride podcast. You need to get it wherever it is you get your podcasts. I miss this guy. The last time he was on with us, he told a just nuts story about, you know, doing cocaine with Mike Tyson in a bathroom for hours. We'll get to Steve-O in a second, but give him the kind of entertainment production that he's used to at the top of the Hollywood ladder.
And now it is time for Celebrity Prognosticator. Let's win some money.
They smoked 5 grams of cocaine over the course of 3 hours. Steve-O, thank you for being on with us. The Wild Ride podcast. Get it wherever it is you get your podcast. We have really missed you, sir. Thank you for being on with us.
Who would miss him after that story?
Yes, I mean, it was a really great story.
Yeah, dude, you know, next week on the Wild Ride podcast is Mike Tyson. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Reunion.
Yeah, for sure, man. I'm super psyched about that. Okay, guys, let's talk football.
We will. Do you know how difficult it is?
My bosses.
Do you know how difficult it is to be a flea market circus clown who's Steve-O and have that be like the second most impressive thing about what we talked about the last time? But anyway, let's talk some football because he doesn't want to talk about
it. I don't care, man. I'll talk about whatever, dude. I'm easy.
But are you good at picking games? We've got lines here provided by Caesars William Hill. Are you good at picking these games?
You know, I've never been a gambler, man. My maternal grandfather, he gambled away all his money and blew his brains out. True story. And, you know, gambling was always just kind of a weird thing that I didn't want to mess with. But with that said, you know, I enjoy football, and I'm happy to pick some games for you.
All right. I can't believe that a man who smoked 5 grams of cocaine with Mike Tyson actually says with a straight face, I'm not a gambler. Yeah. Like,
that. Ben told that story, and we understand why,
I mean,
though, of course.
I can't think of a situation.
Because you're gambling with your life.
That is correct.
Yeah, Steve-O.
That is correct,
yes.
Stugat. All right, let's get – I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, my feeling about it is, if you have money, why would you want to lose it? And if you don't have money, why would you want to lose it? Like, how are you supposed to pay for 5 grams of cocaine if you lost all your money gambling?
That's a good point.
It is such a good point. Yeah. You can't even dispute it. Before we get to the games, put it on the poll, Guillermo,
exactly.
At Levitard Show. Yes. Can you explain to us, just before we get started with these games, like what you consider to be the craziest thing that Johnny Knoxville has asked you to do?
Let's see here. The craziest thing that Knoxville's asked me to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It didn't really work that way too much. Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean,
okay, we can move on. We can move on. I don't mean to badger you about this.
No, it's all good, dude. I'm not too worried about it, but, you know, it's not like Knoxville doesn't really ask us to do stuff too much.
Steve O said he wanted to talk football, Dan.
Let's talk football. Let's get going. All right, Miami at New England. New England is a 6.5-point favorite at home. Who does Steve O have?
You know, I spent a lot of my formative years growing up in Miami. I'm going with the Dolphins, man.
That's right.
It would be wrong. It would be
good
wrong.
Reason.
You know, I dropped out of the University of Miami. I was kicked out. I'm a Miami guy.
Why'd you get kicked out?
You know, drugs and vandalism.
Yeah, the usual.
Of course. Right.
Las Vegas at Carolina. Carolina's a 3-point dog at home. Who do you have?
Oh, man. The novelty of the Raiders being in Las Vegas is just going to win me over on this one. We're going Vegas.
Jets at Buffalo. Buffalo, a 6.5-point favorite at home.
Oh, my God. Jets and Buffalo.
That's right. That's the right reaction. Yeah, oh, exactly. My God. 10 years.
I've been watching that game my entire life,
can both teams lose?
Yeah. I remember the old acronym for the Bills. Boy, I love losing Super Bowls.
I've never heard that either.
The Bills used as an acronym. Are you going to pick a game or are you just going to do comedy?
We're sorry.
All right, wait a minute.
I was always such a fan of the idea of going over Niagara Falls in a barrel. I'm going to go with the Bills.
That's an excellent way to do that. Yes. That's an excellent way to choose that. Tampa Bay at New Orleans. New Orleans, a 3.5-point favorite at home. Who do you got?
Oh, man. Let's see here. Tom Brady in Tampa, man. I got to see how that works, man. I I'm rooting for the guy. I'm going with Tampa.
All right. You're really suffering these picks, really? Steve-O.
You're gambling your entire life.
It really does sound like this hurts you. Dallas at the L.A. Rams. The Rams are a 3-point dog at home.
Yeah. Man. The Rams. The Rams are my team this year. I'm on the Rams bandwagon.
Right.
Let's go, LA.
All right.
We are hoping that you win so that you have to come on back on next week. Thank you for being on with us, Steve-O's Wild Ride podcast. Wherever you get your podcast. Anything else you want us to tell us about the podcast other than Mike Tyson's your next guest, which is promotion enough, I suppose.
Yeah, Mike Tyson's my next guest, and you know, I put out this multimedia comedy special on my website that is so filthy, you have to click something to indicate that you're over 18, even to watch the trailer. It's like a porn site, and man, it's a lot of fun. It's called Gnarly, and it's at steveo.com. That was what I was promoting when I got duct taped to that billboard in LA. I don't know if you guys heard about that, but it did get some press. And, it's well worth checking out steveo.com just for that reason alone. And I hope I win as well because I'd love to come back and talk to you guys.
How unpleasant was that entire experience on that billboard? Because they just showed it on television. It looks deeply uncomfortable.
I'd never had an article from Vanity Fair, man. You know, I did Rolling Stone covered it, Vanity Fair, Variety, TMZ, BuzzFeed, Deadline, CNN, USA Today. It was everywhere, man.
All right, very good. Right, so it was worth it, whatever it is that it was.
Please win, man.
Yes, we need you to win. We'll talk to you next week, hopefully.
Okay, thanks so much, guys.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Sounds this week have been brought to you by My Computer Career, training for a better life.
We have never opened up the club as early as we're doing it now. 8:48 in California is 8:48 a.m. We will do that in just a moment. But in an upside-down world during a pandemic, I don't know if you're reading about these, like, fire, I think fire hurricanes, fire tornadoes, fire cyclones, as fires create their own, like, climate. I mean, it sounds like a horror movie. And then a hurricane is headed this way, another one. We had two headed this way before. Everything is totally upside down. But Mike legitimately just asked me a question that I had never contemplated before. And it's honest to God, I'd always answered this question yes. The answer was always yes. America's answer was always yes. But I think things are so upside down that some people might be saying no now to this question.
Are you ready for some football? Like, are you really? Are you ready for a Monday night party?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know if I'm ready for some football. I mean, I'm more like, are you ready to deal with your relationship with your father? Are you ready to come to grips with our nation's original sin? I don't know if I'm ready for some football.
I don't think I am. Well, you know what? I proved not to be last night. I proved not to be. There was
really?
Too much going on in sports.
Right.
And so
I can't get with all my rowdy friends. I have to do it outside with chairs that are 6 feet apart. All of this feels bizarre. We really, as a nation, ask ourselves, now that I think Hank Williams has played himself out of that spot.
Take a knee, take a hike.
Are we ready for some football?
Let's open up the club because I'm not. I'm not. We'll talk about Chiefs Houston on Monday.
We will? Watson was lousy last night. Overpaid! How are they going to take it?
At Lebatard Show is where you vote on all of the Sueys. We've got two coming up for you in the postgame show, exclusively in the postgame show. And that's as strong a category as we've ever done to open up the show, the songs on today's show.
It's the first time we've ever done the Sueys during Labor Day week. You've never seen Labor Day NBA playoff games. You've never seen Labor Day Suey nominees. It's been a shorter week, so we had to cram everything in, so we used that postgame show. But there is one category remaining for the national show audience. Sugatsky, you didn't get off that easy. Mispronunciations on Monday.
Oh, very exciting. Yes, that's going to be fun. It's going to tickle us. But let's review some of the sounds from the work week and beyond as we send people into the weekend. You saw Jay Glazer said Dolphins are in talks on Jay Glazer. And then Armando Salguero says Dolphins have had no talks on Kendall Drake. Yeah.
What were you trying to say?
Just incompetent. It was just sheer incompetence. I would have said it cleaner if I had been in a fire tornado. Who else is in the club?
Who is the comedian? Is it James Mulvaney?
Oh, no. Jesus. Is this just going to be me the whole way?
Rough week.
Who else? The rough pandemic. Who else is in the club? Let it be a black guy doing it to a white guy and have the white guy not have his helmet on and see if the language doesn't get escalated to a really uncomfortable loud plate. I evidently didn't know that Myles Garrett was black there. Who else is in the club?
I'm sorry. Can you guys make
sorry, he's going to have to go to straight talk.
Can you guys make this less
to transition to straight
just
talk.
Make it less awkward. Yeah. Just make it less awkward.
That, of course, if you're not familiar with what that was. Okay, so it was a heartbreaking time in America as the streets filled with Black Lives Matter protests. I decided to cry about my mother and Cubans. It was not about Cubans on that day. I deserved what I got.
I'm sorry. Can you guys
you're sorry? He's going to have to go to straight talk.
Can you guys make
I don't
this
know
less
how to transition to straight
just
talk.
Make it less awkward. Yeah. Just make it less awkward.
And of course, it was sponsored. That was Straight Talk. It was brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. It's awkward.
My
it
tears.
No contract.
My
no
tears. ESPN is sponsoring my tears. That is the most appropriate thing in the world. Who else is in the club?
I've been trying to protect my parents here for the better part of 3 months because I'm afraid of losing them.
Yeah. Kirk Herbstreit did all of that so much better than I did.
He did. I mean, it would have been as random if he made it about your parents, too. How weak that was. Well, are you ready for some football?
I'm not. I feel like America is not ready for some football. I mean, I don't want to say things are hostile, but we booed Unity last night. Who else is in the club?
The good old sandwich. He got away from us.
That guy.
He's the best.
That guy. You know that the back in my day yesterday that he did on Cars he had done before?
No
way. He had done the whole thing before. That was just recycled, reheated slop. Who else in the club?
I miss the effort once involved in making a phone call.
As if he would get up now to make a phone call.
Who else in the club?
And Jadeveon Clowney comes like, what was that laugh?
That was the laugh of Chris Cody somehow.
And Jadeveon Clowney comes like, what was that laugh?
It is also the laugh of a tiny, tiny cartoon mouse. It's also somebody stepping on a toy duck. What kind of laugh is that?
Oh no.
This is literally the worst way to ever do this. This is burning my heart that this is happening, but if you could hear me, just understand I'm sorry.